T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The sports all morning. There will be no fall sports for the GNAC, the league of which University of St. Joe's belongs. And we bring in our friend of the show, president of the University of St. Joe's and chair of the Great Northeast Athletic Conference President's Council, Dr. Rona Free. Rona, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Doc.
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
How is life in the Free household during this COVID-19 era?
It's good. We're spending a lot of time down at the beach on the weekends, and just perfect.
Yes, I am too. We might have to go out for a lobster down there, or a lobster
roll.
So obviously yesterday, the GNAC making the decision that I think everybody agrees should be made throughout college sports, and that is the suspension of intercollegiate athletics during the fall semester. Can you just talk a little bit about the decision-making process?
Yeah, well, I think you touched on a couple of the critical points. First of all, it's a decision to postpone, not to cancel. So the conference games could be played in the spring. That's the hope. It could be that conditions change in the fall also enough that the President's Council may decide, okay, we can play some games in the fall. So it's a decision to postpone, not cancel. And then also, it's a decision to postpone conference play, not all athletics. And so what we anticipate over the fall semester is that depending on each school's circumstances, they will be able to have their student athletes in conditioning programs, in practices. They just won't be able to compete for a while. The presidents waited as long as they felt was reasonable so that when the decision was made, we'd have as much information as possible on what possibilities there were for a vaccine, what possibilities there were for increases in positivity rates, what changes in state-by-state regulations we'd be dealing with. So we waited as long as we felt was reasonable, but over the past few weeks, it became clear that for some of the schools, especially the schools in bigger cities, there were going to be challenges. So, for example, some of them don't have their own playing fields. They use municipal fields, and they were told that those would not be available. In some of the schools, they have to use their gym that they might use for volleyball. They have to use that for classes so that they can create social distancing in their classes. And so it would have been impossible for them to host games and even to have practices. So it just became clear that conditions were such that this was the time to make the call. And we had all the information that we were likely to be able to get before the beginning of the semester.
Dr. Free, what sports are we talking about? Traditionally, fall sports. Don't have football, so what do you have? Soccer? What do you have?
Yeah, soccer, volleyball, cross country, tennis, field hockey. So for the schools that don't have football, I think those would be the primary sports. And it's true that for some of them, there's not a lot of contact. For tennis, for cross country, there's not a lot of contact. And so there was some thought that, well, maybe we could have some sports play, even if the contact sports didn't play. But as the travel restrictions became more apparent, we realized that no, the right decision is to postpone all of these competitions. They can practice in the fall based on the NCAA guidelines and what's safe in terms of public health recommendations. But the best thing is to let all of them postpone.
And obviously, as you say, the fall semester, that impacts the start of the winter sports season as well.
Yeah, we haven't made a decision about that. Again, we like to wait and have as much information as possible before making any decision. I know that the NCAA is looking at some possibilities about changing start dates for basketball. So we'll wait and see what we hear from the NCAA. But in the meantime, based on what's permissible, we will expect that basketball players and other winter sport athletes will be able to participate in conditioning programs, some talks with coaches about strategy and skill development and so on. So they'll be able to participate in athletics, but not competitions right away.
You know, of course, the reason that University of St. Joseph exists is because it's a fine educational institution, and while sports are part of it, how are you guys looking when class begins, if class begins?
Well, we are anticipating that classes will begin as planned, but you're right that our primary concern is the academics, and that was one of the issues with the athletics decisions, and this is true for all of the GNAC schools. There was concern that if students are competing and they're crossing state lines, they may have to quarantine when they came back to campus and not be able to participate in face-to-face classes. You know, they will be doing some remote classes anyhow, and I know that in some places, some schools, online and remote instruction is going to be the best way for them to offer their programs this year. But it was a concern for us, because we anticipate having largely face-to-face classes, that students, athletes might not have been able to participate if they had to be in quarantine. So our focus is on how athletics can help a student with their academic pursuits. And for now, I think that can best be accomplished by them being here, keeping healthy, safe, practicing, conditioning. Along with the other GNAC schools, we just will postpone the competitive aspect of what they're doing for the fall.
Talking with President Rona Free from the University of St. Joseph's. Doctor, when it comes to the incoming class, to the freshman class, we talked about this with you and others when the pandemic was in full rage in April and May about freshman enrollment. Have you seen any drop-off?
Well, so far, we haven't. We've really emphasized that for all students, the best thing is to stay in college. The economy is tough right now, and so this is the time to get the credentials that you need to pursue your career, not a time to take a break. So we haven't seen a decline. I know that there's been some movement of students. Some students who may have anticipated going far away to school, to a big state school, for example, where there are large classes and large groups of students, they're changing their minds about that and wanting to stay closer to home, wanting to be in smaller institutions with smaller classes. So I think there's been some movement of students around, but so far we haven't seen, at least here, we haven't seen significant decreases in numbers of students planning to come for the fall. And that's what we hear from the other GNAC presidents. These are all relatively small schools, and they're all in pretty much the same situation. Their enrollment is holding.
Yeah, what about professors? Are professors pretty much all on board, or because of age and stuff, are some of them reluctant to come back?
Well, and it's reasonable that individuals, either with age or with other medical conditions, want to take special precautions. And so we have procedures in place to make it so that those faculty members can teach remotely. Their students may be in class together with a teaching assistant while the faculty member is on what we call a Collaborate call. You might think of it as a Zoom call, but we use a program called Collaborate. So that's a possibility. But I think what we've really emphasized is that we can create a very safe environment in the classroom with distancing, with plexiglass shields, face shields. And so I think most faculty will be here and enthusiastic about returning to the classroom to see students, but everybody keeping in mind that we share a responsibility for our own health and for the health and safety of others around us. So we have very strict mask and distancing guidelines that we'll be requiring everybody to adhere to. We have one-way staircases in the building. We've done lots of things to make sure that whether it's faculty or staff or students, they'll be as safe as possible when they're back on campus.
All right. Well, Dr. Free, we always enjoy
thanks
talking to you.
We'd
rather do it in person, and hopefully that day comes soon. But thanks for the time. Stay safe, and we will visit again soon.
You too. Thanks very much. Bye-bye
all right,
now.
Dr. Rhona Free for the University of St. Joseph's. Well, it's not easy. I mean, I think the easy thing, to be honest with you, is the decision not to have sports.
Exactly.
I don't think that's a tough decision at all. Right now,
it
doesn't make any sense, you know?
And odds are...
Especially in colleges. Colleges more so than professional sports, because you can put people in a bubble in professional sports. You can't do it in college. Kids are going to be around other kids.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.